Welcome to Morning Crackers Hump Day. It's Hump Day today.
It's Hump Day. Hey, I got reminded when I came in this morning.
What was it?
I saw a couple of dogs in the backyard doing, I won't get into that.
Were they working hard?
They were working hard. One of them was getting a little close to the rear end.
Were they working at it?
Could be.
You know, because at it can mean so many different things. I mean, they could be working hard. They could be sniffing. Yep. You know, there's plenty of other things that, you know, sniffing and dipping. I mean, is that a thing?
It could be.
Yeah. Well, welcome to today's edition of Morning Crankers. We're going to do something a little different. What would you call it? Like, do Ozark and rap go together?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Well, we're going to try. I mean, you know, we don't embarrass ourselves because we have fun with this stuff. But we have some important information.
Very important information.
Well, to some people, like, we're going to talk about it. It is one of them things. But welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Who Mona Crankers.
Crankers!
We have some breaking news. Well, it's not really breaking. If you're a Joann Fabrics person.
Right.
I'm sorry to say that although they tried saving it by early last year, filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and trying to save this, they've done it again.
Huh. It's like they got
filing
one more
Chapter
chance.
11. Yeah, well, I mean, there is no more chances. It's just
yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
That sounds like
it's over.
Going to be a customer there.
Yeah, well, I mean, just think about all the people that depended on Joann Fabrics.
A lot of your female.
Well, I mean, like grandmas especially.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's Michaels and Joann Fabrics.
Yes. Go get their fabrics that they make, like quilts and stuff with.
Yeah, it's crazy. It says all Joann Fabric locations are set to close after the fabric and craft retailer was auctioned off to a new ownership group after filing Chapter 11 bankruptcy for the second time within 12 months.
Wow.
Joann's remaining assets were put up for auction, and retail liquidator GA Group and Joann's term lenders, meaning banks, won the bidding for the struggling company on Saturday. In collaboration with the new ownership group, the Hudson, Ohio-based retailer announced it will shut down operations at all stores after conducting a going-out-of-business sale at every location.
Well, Springfield's going to lose theirs.
It's everything. But here's the thing. I mean, if you're looking for cheap fabric or, you know, stuff, like
going out. It would be the time to do it now.
Yeah, and buy it all.
Stock up now, folks.
Don't worry. Don't worry about being the person that takes everything. You remember a few years ago when the people were taking all the toilet paper?
Right.
This isn't like the toilet paper.
Yeah, toilet paper apocalypse.
Yeah, it was. Paper apocalypse. Like, I always thought that they should have done something with the Darth Vader voice.
Right.
About the toilet paper.
Did you, when that happened, did you go into that phase or that mode of, oh, I got to hurry up and go buy all the toilet paper?
You know what? Honestly, things didn't change that much for us.
Me either. I didn't change my way of thinking. Like,
well, I've got a huge family.
Right.
So we always have that kind of stuff in stock anyways.
Well, most certainly. You have to.
I mean, you know, if you get the flu going through the house, do you know how fast you start going just ripping through the toilet paper?
A lot.
I mean, you better have a bandsaw working with a press mill to keep up with the toilet paper demands of a large
family.
Especially
when you got to keep up with your Brady Bunch family, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, it is what it is. So, should I go into the next bad news?
Yeah.
I mean, is it really bad news? I think it's bad news.
Let's find out.
JCPenney to close 8 locations in 2025.
It is. It kind of brings back memories of Sears because whenever you saw a JCPenney growing up, you seen a Sears.
Well, do you remember when JCPenney was like the place, especially for, do you remember the time when women started coming up in, you know, like the white collar jobs?
Yeah.
And JCPenney was the place that they got all of their clothing.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That too.
And the men's like dress pants and stuff.
That and the Nikes seemed like. When Nike started making it big with Jordans, that's when a lot of the guys went there.
Right. Well, so here's the thing. Listen to this. JCPenney has announced it has partnered with Forever 21.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's another struggling business.
Right.
I kind of like what they're doing here, but it says they're creating a new company called Catalyst Brands.
Huh.
The merger also includes Brooks Brothers, Aeropostale, Lucky Brand, Nautica, and Eddie Bauer. Okay, well, all of those, I mean, were things that I remember, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, Aeropostale, Lucky, Nautica, Eddie Bauer. I mean, Eddie Bauer even went into, like, fancy cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that? And then they had the shoes.
Yeah.
The leather jackets. And, okay. Now, here's the big deal about this. Now, although it's sad that JCPenney's closing down.
Right.
Catalyst Brands is expected to open 1,800 store locations and hire 60,000 employees.
So I'm wondering if they're going to open up those locations where the JCPenney's are closed.
Well, I think that that might be. I know
that makes sense.
Well, in bankruptcy, they had to get rid of some of them.
Right.
May 2020, they had filed bankruptcy. So they lost some of their real estate because that was the real value.
Right.
You know, of the JCPenney group. But now this Catalyst Brands, I mean, it would be kind of cool to see, like, do you remember Lucky Jeans?
Yeah.
Okay, like, they used to have the little shamrock, and it said, do you feel lucky?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They were kind of like trendsetters. Do you think that the pendulum is swinging back through where Aeropostale, Lucky, Nautica, and Eddie Bauer are going to have relevance again?
I think so. I think this is definitely going to put them back on the map.
I hope so, and I wish these people that put together these stories, maybe they could lead it off with something like,
right,
although JCPenney closes 8 locations, because that's the headline.
Right.
Maybe they could start it with JCPenney teams with Catalyst Brands to open 1,800 stores and hire 60,000 people.
Yeah. Of course, it starts off with the negativity.
Well, it is negative. And so people don't even read the article.
Right.
You know, and they look at it and they're like, that's because of the White House.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, that's...
Literally, it is.
Yeah, well, that's what they say, but until you go through the story, you don't know.
Then you don't know. Yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, unfortunately, Joanne, gone. You know, and I don't really know how people anymore can compete with the child-ran sweatshops in Asia.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true, I mean.
You know, I'm not, and I'm being funny here, but I'm not being funny. I'm saying, I'm just not saying.
Well, yeah, and they only make 8 cents an hour.
Anyways.
But anyway.
Yeah. We talked yesterday, man, about how in the infinite wisdom of some of the people in Missouri, they were giving tax credits for people to start films here.
Yeah.
Right?
Movies, documentaries.
No, so we brought that up.
Yes.
We're talking about it because we think it's such a wonderful idea.
It's cool.
Well, I guess what we found out today.
They're going to make a movie or documentary.
Damn right. Maryland Heights, Missouri, a new documentary is going to be filmed in Maryland Heights and the surrounding areas starting already next week.
Nice.
Featuring a story of a St. Charles, Missouri resident.
Yep.
Okay, this could be cool. Listen to this.
The start of something big in here in Missouri.
It is. It is. News release, the project Queen of the Base tells the story of St. Charles resident Zamzama Zizi Safi, an Afghan refugee who escaped the U.S. after risking her life to help the U.S. and coalition forces after the fall of Kabul in 2021. Is that not awesome?
That is awesome. Wow.
It says St. Louis area filmmakers who built their careers in Los Angeles left the left coast.
Yes.
And they are using the Missouri Film Tax Credit to shoot the project.
Nice.
What do you think of that? I am so freaking happy about this.
I'm proud of those guys, man.
You know what? Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for not forgetting about your small town USA.
Yes. Thank you, Covered Bridge Studios and Silver Guardian Productions.
Yes. You all deserve a round of applause.
Guess what they said? This is in Hollywood, they said this.
Right.
Missouri is a serious player in the film industry now.
Nice.
I mean, that's saying something.
It says a whole lot.
Yeah, I think that we're on the road to greatness.
We are.
You know what I'm saying?
We're at the start of it.
Something good, something great. And it makes me feel good just to be able to say it. You know what
Amen.
I mean? Yeah, it is what it is.
I'm enjoying this, man. This is what Missouri needed. This is going to boom the economy, I'm telling you.
Bang, boom, see it. Boom, bang. You know, that kind of reminds me of a rap song.
It does.
You know, the boom, bang. Yeah. Now, people might not know this, but we're not actually professional singers.
Yeah, definitely not.
So We're going to try something here. I got to do something. Just hang on a second.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that help a little bit? I mean, it keeps your mouth right on the mic.
It does.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyways, this is something new. It's a comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because we're always comedy. You know what I'm saying? But people, they enjoy us. I mean, we might have to put out an album or something. You know what I'm saying?
Who knows? It might be a...
Well, we're going to try it anyways, yeah. Okay?
If it gets day album.
Too far off the rails, we'll stop it. But, yeah.
Right.
You know, we're going to try this. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. You feel That's it? Right. Mm. I feel it.
We're living in the Ozarks.
Way out back.
Where the moonshine flows.
And the truck stay jacked.
Fast boats bump.
Well, the banjo slap.
We hillbilly hustling.
Y'all can't match.
Wake up early. Roosters at my lawn. Stepping in the yard, overran by the barn. Got a four-wheeler, don't need no bins. And the dog so big, it can bench my friend. Camo cap with the dipping lip. Talk too fast, well, take a sip. We fish, we hunt, we work, we nap. Then we crank up the mic for the Ozark rap. We living in the Ozarks.
We out back.
Where the moonshine flows.
In the truck stay jacked.
Bass poach bump.
While the banjo slap.
We hillbilly hustling.
Y'all can't match. I got a shed that's bigger than my home. Lawnmower race, yeah, throw that in some chrome. Ain't no traffic, ain't no stress. Just a fishing pole in my Sunday best. Radio waves, we split that gold. More file than a possum in a cornfield hole. Might get my hand spitting real, no cap. Long Ozark's life, it's a country rap.
Who needs a gym? We lift the hay.
Shoot some deer, then grill all day.
Who needs Wi-Fi? I got kin.
My cousin's my neighbor, twice removed again.
We living in the Ozarks.
Way out back.
Where the moonshine flows.
And the truck stay jacked.
By basketball's bump.
While the banjo slap.
We hillbilly hustling.
Y'all can't match. So if you ever want to visit, grab a jug. A fishing pole, a bear-proof mug. We're radio rocking, back with fine. Morning crankers keeping y'all in line.
Yeah, love that.
Okay, so, I mean...
I give it an H.
NH? What's an NH?
A handsome.
Is that what you think? I mean...
We did good.
Well, we did.
We did good.
I mean,
we could do.
It was kind of like out of place.
We never really rehearsed it.
Well, no.
We never do.
I mean, no, but, you know, it is what it is.
We're straight off the cuff.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I want you to sing the hooks, and then I'm going to try verse one, then you do the hook, then I'm going to do verse two, and then you do the bridge, and then the hook, and then I'll do the outro. Does that sound good to you? Like, yeah. People could see what this is all about, the process. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go again. This is the Ozark Springfield Rap Blues. This ain't the song. Here we go. This is it. You see the mistake? We're living in the Ozarks, way out back, where the moonshine flows in the truck stick jack. Fast boats bump while banjos slap. We hillbilly hustling, y'all can't match. Wake up, early rooster, my in alarm. Step in the yard, overran by a barn. Got a four-wheeler, don't need no fence. And a dog so big, he could bench my friends. Camel cap with dip in the lip. Talk too fast. Well, I'll take a sip. We fish, we hunt, we work, we nap. Then crank up the mic for the Ozark rap.
We're living in the Ozarks. Way out back, where the moonshine flows and the truck stay jacked. Fast boats bump by the banjo slap. We hear Billy hustle and y'all can't match.
I got a shed that's bigger than my home. Lawnmower race, yeah, throw me that chrome. Ain't no traffic, ain't no stress. Just a fishing pole and my Sunday best. Radio waves, we spit that gold. More than a possum in a cornfield hole. Might get my hand spitting real, no cap. Ozark's life, it's a country rap.
Who needs a gym? You lift hay.
I think I jumped too soon there.
Yeah, it's okay. But, folks, that's how it's done.
This
okay?
is how it's done. It does pay the bills.
Yeah, you just got to do it.
But we go with the flow.
Yeah, I mean, there. So.
That's how the
crowd. We're having fun. Work. I hope they get laugh at our expense. I mean, yeah. I mean that's the whole point.
If,
you know what I'm saying?
If you don't laugh at yourself, you can't laugh at each other.
Well, man, it's about fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you're a guy from the land of poisonous nuts, 6'4", red hair.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're like the lad, like rhythm and you aren't the thing.
I don't know about that, but I my singing ability, rhythm to me may be different on the dance floor, but
well,
yeah,
okay, so
I can cut a rug.
Oh, you can cut a rug.
I've been told that.
Yeah, I mean, are you doing it with, you know, your Irish skirt on?
No.
No? Then what are you wearing? Levi's.
Pair of Wranglers.
What did you say, a kilt?
Wranglers.
Oh, Wranglers. You're into the Wrangler, up with the belt buckle?
Yep.
So the Wrangler belt buckle, king of rap.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so you can cut a rug, but, you know, jumping in at the right moment within the rhythm is...
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge.
It can be.
Okay, I mean, if you looked, it is. I mean, but you're good at other things. I mean, you are good at eating donuts.
Oh, yeah.
You're a good worker.
That's good rhythm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a thing. But anyways, I hope you had fun. That's probably the last rap that we're ever going to do.
Could be.
Would you say?
I would say I'm going to retire from that.
Yeah, I would. I mean, I think that you may be better at yodeling.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. You know, we didn't really get into it. But we talked yesterday about some of the negative press that I really don't like, you know, throwing shade at people like Mizzou.
Right.
Okay. And then today an article comes out. What is Missouri State's basketball fighting for late in one of the program's worst seasons? I mean, that's like as negative as you can get, wouldn't you say?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay, so let me just read this article to you. Okay, it's right. Springfield Newsletter. Wyatt Wheeler wrote this. And I want you to come back with something positive and tell me what you think about articles like this, okay? It says, in a position that has become all too familiar, Missouri State basketball found itself tied and needing a stop in the game's last possession. Not a soul outside the Bears on the court thought they would get it. Everyone else has seen this movie too many times before. Illinois State got the ball inside to Chase Walker, one of the big men in Missouri Valley Conference, and got a turnaround jumper to fall. The Bears' desperation three at the buzzer was no good. Bears lose 70-68. Deja vu all over again. But the Bears continue to fight, even when everyone else has counted them out. We've lost some close games, and we've made some mistakes that have led to losses, Bears senior guard Chase Martin said. It's not over until our last game in the conference or in the NCAA tournament if we put together a run. Missouri State locked into last place in its final year in the Valley, fell for the second straight game right before the horn during Saturday night's loss to the Redbirds at Great Southern Bank Arena. It marked their 20th loss of the season, seven which were decided by one possession in overtime. It says on paper, the Bears had nothing to pay for except to try to avoid some program lows as they continued to approach the end of one of the worst seasons in the program's history. Regarding conference seating, the Bears are locked into a 12th place finish, a time and date for their March Madness opener. And it says, still the Bears fought for 40 minutes and came up short yet again. They still spoke of winning four games in 4 days at the conference tournament and advancing to the NCAA tournament. We can't just put our heads down and throw in the towel, senior Wesley Oba said. It's a little tweak and a change here and there. Most of our games have come down to a couple of possessions. We just have confidence in ourselves, and our coaches give us that confidence to keep going every day. It doesn't end until the last buzzer is sounded. What do you think?
I think the coach is trying to be uplifting and positive for his team.
Well, I think that you have to be as a coach.
You have to be as a coach. Trying to coach up a team, it sounds like, that are underachievers.
Wait, are they underachievers?
It's kind of sounding that way. Like, they're not expected to do anything is what according to this, what this writer's saying.
Yeah, I just thought that it was, you know, I'm not, you know me, I'm not sensitive.
Right.
But I thought this was like directively violent.
Yeah.
Worded. Does that make?
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Did it seem that way to you? Like
it seemed like he was looking to expose maybe the coaching that was bad.
Do you think that's what it was?
All year long. And
or do you think maybe the writer just had a bad day and he's like, okay, so I'm pissed off at the world. I'm going to make everybody mad.
Could be that, or the writer's from Missouri State.
It could be.
Could be,
I mean,
that too.
We're talking about college here. We're not talking about pros.
Right.
I mean, pros, guess what?
Right.
You know, you can burn them down.
He could be an alum that's upset too, you know, the writer.
I mean, if I'm an alum, I'm never writing something like that.
Right.
You know,
there are some people that are alum that will write stuff like that.
That's true, but you know, then they got skin in the game.
Because, yeah, it's because they're upset with either the coach or the way the team's been playing all year, you know. And it just sounds like that's a disgruntled fan to me, the writer.
It very well could be. In more news about the things that we unfortunately had passed in Springfield, I wanted to talk about this a little bit just because they came out with this and it's got some money in it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Imagine that.
You know, we were talking about the bill that allows towing of cars with expired tags. And I've got some questions about this. Like, what if you're a week away and you forgot about it?
Right.
You didn't get anything in the mail. You just forgot about it. You go to the mall, you come out and your car's gone.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Well, the thing is because then you got to pay the tow bill.
Yeah.
You got to pay to get it registered.
Yeah.
And you got to pay the storage for them storing it.
Let me bring this scenario. We talked about this kind of yesterday when you brought up the scenario to me. What would happen if, you know, that happened to you and you had a bunch of kids with you? And, you know, I've got to ask you kind of like the same question because you literally do have a lot of kids.
Oh, I'd be so pissed.
Right.
I mean, I like V for Vendetta stuff would be happening.
Yeah. If anybody would have a skin in the game on this one, it'd be you.
Right. Well, okay. So the council passed it by a 5-3 margin. It says Mayor Ken McClure, as well as council members Craig Hosmer, Derek Lee, Abe McGill, and Matthew Simpson approved the bill, while council members Heather Hardinger, Monica Horton, and Branson Jensen opposed the bill. Councilwoman Callie Carroll was absent. It says Bill 2025-035, sponsored by Mayor McClure and Councilman Hosmer, and introduced at the council's February 10th meeting, adds language to existing city code that gives the city of Springfield the authority to impound vehicles whenever a vehicle cannot be legally operated on the roadway due to missing, invalid, or expired license plates or registration tabs as required by the laws of this state. It says the current code allows the police department to remove a vehicle from the street or public places for a few reasons already, including if the vehicle is left on a bridge, common sense, right?
Yes.
If the vehicle is disabled and obstructing traffic, common sense. Yeah. If a vehicle is left unattended or parked illegally that constitutes a traffic hazard, makes sense.
Yeah.
If a driver is arrested or detained by law enforcement and the arrest would leave the vehicle behind, makes sense.
Yeah.
If a vehicle parked on the city-owned property for longer than lawfully permitted. I mean,
they do that.
But, you know, if a vehicle is found unattended on city property not designated for parking.
Yep.
I agree with all of those.
All those, yeah.
Okay. But now, where do we go on to that? It says, to register a vehicle or update your tags, you must present a receipt showing your property taxes are paid.
Right.
According to Hosmer, nearly 9,000 personal property accounts haven't been paid for more than 2 years, which accounts for over $3 million in tax revenue. He also said 47% of the vehicles, think about that, almost 50, are improperly registered.
Wow.
And McClure said that adds up to a lot of tax revenue that, listen to this, community colleges, road funds, and the Springfield Green County Library District are missing out on. What do you think of that?
Well,
community colleges, road funds, and the library.
I'm going to bring this up, and I brought it up on the show yesterday, I believe it was. And I believe, why doesn't the lottery is supposed to help pay for a lot of this stuff, like for the schools,
well, shouldn't
for the roads,
Yeah. Boy, am I glad that you brought that up.
Yeah, because...
Because my next story...
Really?
I want you to listen to this. Missouri could lose millions with no legal sports betting during the start of the football season.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went from no gambling to, okay, we're going to allow gambling to, okay, now we're not going to have it at the start of football season.
Which is a huge mistake by Missouri.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Here they are talking about this and doing this.
You want to bring revenue to the state, but yet you're going to put a hold on it.
Well, and that's kind of what I'm saying. Why are they doing this?
Yeah, this kind of defeats the purpose of raising revenue, right?
Doesn't it 100,000%?
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay for this.
You can complain about the last story about the cars, you know, the towing of someone not paying, but yet you're going to not complain about losing millions on legal sports betting?
Well, you know, I kind of get it. Like, Missouri is actually really good for job creation right now. I think it was number one in the United States. So they're changing some things. But it's funny to me. I mean, can you laugh a little bit? Like, give me your best fake laugh. We're in the Bible Belt, but you know what? We're going to lose lots of money if we don't get the betting done right away. And we're in the Bible Belt. And,
you take two steps forward, and then Missouri, you're taking two steps back on the...
Well, it just seems to me like this is... It's one of them things like we're in the Bible Belt, but we're going to have dispensaries everywhere.
Yeah.
But as long as we can collect taxes on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we're in the Bible Belt, but, you know, we're going to allow betting as long as we get taxes on it.
Right.
And we love the poor or 47% of Springfield, but.
We're going to take their vehicle.
We're going to take their vehicles from. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're being political right now. I think we're being like every average
hardworking
Springfieldian.
Yeah.
Should be like 47% of our vehicles aren't registered.
Yeah.
In the county.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's almost half.
Yeah. That ought to tell you something, that they can't afford to pay the taxes, the property tax, because they're so high. That's why you guys need to set up a payment plan to where they pay monthly so much.
Monthly, or maybe allow the banks to be able to lend, because instead of, you know, I understand what they're saying. They're like, well, if you do that, that could be considered under the Missouri Constitution predatory lending if you're paying the county or the state with money that you're paying interest on. I understand where they're coming with.
Right.
But don't you think that it's predatory taxation?
Pretty much. I mean, wouldn't you think that those people would have already paid for everything? They're paid up on their taxes and paid up on everything if they had the money?
You'd sure think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, those are two major things. I want to go in to a small business owner in Springfield.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Springfield property owner says lawn care owner moved into her house without permission. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
A Springfield property owner says she's living a nightmare, as she says squatters are living in her home. However, getting them out isn't as simple as calling the police. She says it came right on the heels of my mother passing, said Sherry Parker. It's living torture for Sherry Parker. She owns a home on the 2000 block of East Glenwood Street. It's a house she bought for her elderly parents in 2023. They were aging and needed to have a place where I could put a caregiver. So I kept it vacant with a plan to get them moved in there. She had to keep up with the home maintenance, and Sherry lives across the country in the state of Washington. So she hired a lawn care company in the summer of last year. She said, I contacted him to do some mowing on the property. Last October, her mom passed away, but Sherry still wanted to keep the house secure. So she got an alarm system and put in that would inform her if there had been any kind of leak or someone inside the house. Not knowing anyone in Springfield who could do the job, the lawn care company owner offered to take on the task. There had been a couple times I asked him to go in, and one was to look at a leak that the alarm company said was on the lower floor. She said, satisfied with the company's previous service, she trusted the lawn care owner to have access to the home to fix the leak. Wow. Well, she found out that the guy she hired to do the lawn work moved into the house and is now a squatter, so she has immediately filed a police report. here is Lieutenant Chris Nuccio, I think Nuccio, with the Springfield Police Department. Anytime a person enters and remains unlawfully on the property of another, then that is trespassing. Well, if it's trespassing, why isn't the person out of there?
Right.
Is there more to the story?
Hmm.
I mean, could it be a Paul Harvey like, and that's the rest of the story. Yeah. Could it be that?
Could be.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or could it be that even business owners in the Springfield area have it really bad right now and the frickin' prices of taxes are crushing everybody, including 47% of the people that drive cars in Springfield? I'm just saying.
Yeah. Just saying.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you tell me. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I just...
Oh, man.
I can't get over it. I'm trying to let go. Like, you know...
It's...
You remember that show? You know the show?
Yeah.
Where the guy's like, Goose Fraba. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Goose Fraba guy?
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, he's in there for anger management?
Yes.
Like, is this righteous anger or is this not?
It is.
Is it?
I'm going to call it righteous anger.
It's something, but... It's the end of the show.
Hold on.
Okay.
I got a breaking update, a traffic update, guys.
Okay, let's hear it.
On I-44, a truck carrying Vicks vapor rub just overturned on the highway. Thankfully, there was no congestion for hours.
Have a good hump day, ladies and gentlemen.
Watch that highway, guys.
Careful for the Vicks vapor rub.
Don't let it burn. Get that in your eye.